Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Charlotte at 6 podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Charlotte at 6 here on WBT. It's a Halloween version of Dirty Restaurant Thursday.
Ooh, good evening, Mark.
There's our spooky buddy, Charles Jenkins. Charles is never spooky.
You get the spooky stuff.
I know, really. Charles, our food critic, he gets to go around and eat, and looks like you've got a bunch of papers over there.
I do. I've got a nice place for you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're right. If you're the treat, I'm the trick here tonight because I got restaurants that did not do so well when the health inspector showed up.
Uh-oh.
First one, I've never heard of this one. It's on Albemarle Road. It is called Rebecca's Deli.
Okay.
Charming name.
Yeah.
Not so charming score. Uh-oh. 87.5.
Ooh.
And apparently, since the joint opened, they have not had anyone who's had any food safety training in charge, and they still don't, and it's a repeat violation.
I don't know how they can be open.
I know. It says you've had 210 days from the time you got your permit to do this, and you still haven't done it.
But they're allowed to be open. Okay.
Yeah. There was no soap at any of the hand sinks.
Because they don't know they have to.
I guess so. No paper towels either. I guess you just dry your hands on your shirt, A number of foods in the cooler, including raw fish and ready-to-eat cooked pork, were all stored together.
Mm-mm.
The slicer was supposed to be clean, but it had lettuce debris stuck to it from the night before.
Yuck.
The inspector said, clean this thing every 4 hours.
Wow.
Hmm. Let's see here. Cooked pork was found in the walk-in cooler. It had been cooling since last night, and it was still too warm.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, in a cooler, so it had to be tossed out. And that was a repeat violation, so they don't understand cooling there.
No.
And a number of items had no date on them. Pork, ground beef, cut cabbage, beans, rice, chicken. And so all of that had to be thrown out.
Oh, my gosh.
They need to get some food safety training. And then both the employees handling food had no hair restraint on. And that was a repeat violation.
Ay, ay, ay.
So if you go to Rebecca's Deli, you might want to say, hey, put a hat on and fix me a sandwich. Rebecca's Deli, Albemarle Road, 87.5.
That's not a trick.
Nope. All right, down in your neck of the woods.
Yes.
This is from Indian Land, South Carolina, Lakeview Cafe and 80.
Ooh, wow. I've not been there.
Yeah, well, you might not want to go.
No.
An employee drink was stored in the food prep area, and you think, well, what's the big deal? But, okay, so you got a drink there, and you take a sip of it, and you just kind of slurp, and it gets on the food.
That's right, it does.
Yeah, it spreads germs. No paper towels at the hand-washing sink. The three-compartment sink, you know, you have three sinks, one to wash, rinse, and sanitize. Well, the sanitizer was non-existent.
So they weren't.
They weren't. That's exactly right.
Mm-mm-mm.
Had a bunch of items that were too warm, garlic butter, sandwich toppings, pepperoni, tomatoes, slaw at the sandwich station. And then they had quite a few items out of date, including hot dogs and pumpkin puree.
Hot dogs go out of date?
Yeah, I guess. I know that's hard to believe, right? I got some in my fridge that are probably 10 years old.
One at the movie theater?
Yeah.
Still going around.
It's just been going around and around. Let's see here. And the sanitizer bucket, where they would dip a rag and sanitize countertops. Well, it was just too weak.
Okay.
May as well have just been water. So the Lakeview Cafe in Indian Land in 80.
Wow.
And while we're in South Carolina, let's go to Tiga K. Well, let's don't, because the Peking Tokyo has a terrible score.
Uh-oh.
Peking Tokyo with a 72.
That's barely open. Wow.
And the hot water was turned off at the hand washing sink.
What are they doing right?
Not much.
No.
Black slime in the ice machine.
Aye.
Let's see here. They had a lot of things improperly cooling that had been taking too long, including noodles. You would think a Chinese restaurant could cool noodles correctly. Then a bunch of items too warm, raw shrimp, raw chicken, raw beef, bean sprouts, noodles. Man,
wow.
They just got a lot of problems there. Facility has nothing with a date on it. No date marking system on food.
So they're consistent.
So it's a guessing game. How old are those noodles, pal? Oh, and the sushi rice, they weren't keeping up with how long they had been serving that.
Yeah. So they got sushi, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's nasty. Oh, and then they had a cooking pot they were cooking stuff in. It was too big to be washed. So they, I guess, weren't
washing. So they don't, yeah.
Wash it,
well,
right?
No, why bother?
Yeah. So there you go.
I love it.
Peking, Tokyo, TKK, 72.
No, I say sayonara.
Yeah, I think
sorry.
I would not go there
either. No.
So what have you
okay.
got, my friend? Here's something that's not so scary on this Halloween?
No, not scary at all.
Okay.
In fact, tonight might be a great night to go out to dinner.
Yeah,
I mean, who
really?
Knows, right?
Yeah, get away from all those little kids
if
demanding
they,
candy.
Well, it's a good night. They may not be there. Who knows? So,
that's true.
Given the weather. But nevertheless, it's great weather for Italian food.
Ooh.
Nice hot Italian meal.
I think you would eat Italian, whether
it's
hot, cold, or whatever.
I love Italian.
Yeah.
And if it's not Italian, then Chinese on a cold night.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But this tonight it's Italian. Vivace.
Vivace.
Vivace is in the metropolitan area.
Oh, near Midtown.
Yep, Charlottetown. Midtown, right. That's what I meant to say. Midtown. Vivace, Italian. Calamari with a spiced tomato relish. Meatballs. These are appetizers.
Oh,
meatballs
okay.
with tomato sauce and Parmigiano Reggiano.
Ooh.
They have pizzas like a margarita or a fungi with mascarpone, cremini mushrooms, sun-dried tomatoes, and goat cheese.
A fungi
yeah.
pizza?
Yeah.
Don't say fungi.
No.
It's fungi.
Well, okay. Fungi? I guess fungi, right?
Well, that's fungi. A fungus. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Italian. I eat it well, but I don't know that I say it right. But I eat it right. I know I eat it right. They even have, as an appetizer, how about this? Octopus.
Ooh, yeah. It's okay. kind of like chewy calamari.
Warm herbed frigola salad, red pepper romesco.
What is that?
That comes with the octopus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the garnish.
Ooh.
All kinds of salads and all kinds of fresh homemade pastas.
Mm.
Tagliatelle, a four cheese ravioli, a pappardelle, which is the house bolognese sauce with goat cheese crema.
Okay.
Lobster ravioli.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that sounds good. Yeah.
And then a nice entree is like a pan-seared salmon. My favorite. Veal salt and bocca.
Okay.
I love that.
Which is?
That is prosciutto. Veal with prosciutto, herb, and fontina. It's prosciutto, herb, and fontina stuffed veal. Fresh mozzarella ravioli, wild mushrooms, brown butter pan sauce.
Boy, that just sounds...
to die for.
Filling.
Yeah.
And good.
All this is at Vivace. Bring a few extra dollars.
Yeah.
It's not inexpensive.
Not cheap.
It's,
yeah.
No, it's good gourmet Italian food.
Okay.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I would make reservations on the weekend.
Really? Oh, they get
yes.
good and busy, yeah.
Thankfully, they have a very healthy health score, 96.5.
There you go.
That's what we like to see.
Yeah.
You can feel good about that.
Yeah.
So check them out, Vivace. You will thank me.
We always do, Charles.
And have some Italian.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.